This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome. You're listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave Stahl.
I'm Brittany.
And this is 1 hour of motorsports, local, regional, national, doesn't make any difference. It's all good. And we really want to thank all our sponsors on this show and San Diego Carburetor Fuel Injection, located 6622 University Avenue. Go check them out at sdcarb.com. And Black Forest Motorsports, if you have a Porsche, BMW, or Mini Cooper, those folks have been there 40 years, and nobody makes them faster than Black Forest. But if you don't want to go fast, you just want to keep your car in tip-top shape, Black Forest is where you need to be. Just go to blackforestautomotive.com, blackforestautomotive.com. Well, we have a legend on the line, and I'll let Brittany introduce this gentleman.
Oh, yeah. You know, we've had the opportunity to race this legend for the last 5 years. We both...
Did you learn anything?
Yes.
There you go.
I did.
That's all that counts. And this gentleman's name is?
Phil Confer.
Ta-da.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Phil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm loving life. How about you guys?
Well, yeah, you must have been able to go out to breakfast or dinner or something, right?
No. Heather and I just sat here at the house with the new puppy and just relaxing and binge watching some Longmire today.
Yeah, what kind of puppy you got?
Oh, we got us a 7-month-old Staffy.
Oh,
she's cutie.
Yeah, we got 4 Roddy puppies that are 6-7 days old. So, yeah, that'll keep you happy. So,
yeah,
I hear you got a little news for the racing community. I have to bring it right up to the top.
I retired as a driver.
Wow. Okay. Was it you just got tired of it, or you just wanted to go another direction?
No, I still feel as though I can go out there and beat some of the great drivers like Brittany and that, but all the guys out there. But last year I got hurt. I got hurt pretty bad in the car. I got a pretty bad head injury, and I ended up with some longstanding brain stuff going on, so I didn't want to go through 50 first dates with my wife and have to have her introduce herself to me every day.
Gotcha.
So I made a hard decision back in January that it was time to hang the helmet up.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all about the long road. It's not about the short road. So I think you were smart to do that. A lot of people can't make that decision, which is unfortunate for them.
Yeah.
I was asking Brittany off air. I said, "So does that mean he's not coming out to the track anymore?"
Well, we're not 100% sure on that, as we all know right now that the track is closed for this COVID deal. But I'm not 100% sure because I'm not sure how I'm gonna be able to deal with it. I've got a lot of friends out there that I want to see. But at the same time, it's going to be really hard sitting there in the stands watching everybody out there, knowing that I can still beat them. Last year, we did really well last year until we got that concussion, and then I went out the race right afterwards, and I was having some. I ended up winning, but I should have never been in the race car. I was having some vision problems. I was having some just nausea, sick to my stomach, throwing up, things like that. And
wow!
I should have never got back in the car, And what I did is I promised my family that I wouldn't get back in the car unless I was right, and it turned out I lied to them. I got in the car and I wasn't right, so
yeah.
I had to really sit back and do some whole heart soul searching, and and this beautiful redhead that I got sitting next to me is absolutely more important than that race car.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. But you know, to be honest with you, when Brittany told me that, the first thing that popped into my head was a mentor. You could go out to that track and you can grab pretty much any of the kids and the adults and give them tips. if it's just sitting in the pits or sitting on the in the stands watching them drive, because you know what these cars are doing. You know if the setup's wrong. You know if they're doing and just mentor these. And I think if you could do that, I think that desire to go out and win will be slowly but surely diminished to where you'll get the joy of teaching somebody how to get the best possible performance, not only out of themselves, but out of their cars. And you might, I'm not saying you got to do it. I'm just saying you might want to think about it, because there's a lot of, I got a sneaky feeling. I don't know about you, but I think the track is going to get inundated with a lot of new drivers after this pandemic.
It probably will. We're working with John Bridger right now. He he had an old Triple E car, I think it was, and he bought a new to him M&M from Rob Archibald, and I'm helping him out, put his car together, and I'm going to help him set his car up and go out there with him and talk with him and help him out. But and Rob Archibald, actually, he bought my old car, repaired car, and he's going to be trying to fill in some race dates with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll probably be out helping him out, you know, because I know that car better than anybody. I'm the only one. I know that car inside and out.
Sure.
And I'm also working with a nonprofit organization, Track Days for Veterans. And we're actually putting together a road race. It's nothing really spectacular. It's a 1983 four-door Caprice, and we're putting it together. Roy is putting it, and I are putting it together. I can't say his last name. Sorry, Roy.
That's okay. It's not your fault.
But we're putting it together, and that's going to be a deal. It's a nonprofit that Roy put together. He just retired, a gunnery sergeant. He and I are working on a car, putting it together as a road race car. We're going to go up to Fontana in October, and we're going to look at putting some veterans in it, calling out Brandon Jacina. He's a veteran. We're going to look at putting him in the car, and Roy and a couple other veterans, and just go out there and have some fun.
It sounds like he's already found a place.
Yeah. And I'm glad to hear that. And I will tell you right here that once we get out of this COVID, lockdown, I would love to have you bring the car and maybe a couple of military personnel down to KUSI. Just to let the public know and the military community know that there is an option out there for them. And, you know, who would say no, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely something we're looking at. Roy has, and I are, well, Roy mostly, it's all his idea. Something he's definitely got his heart behind, and he's really, really excited about it. I'm excited to be able to get in there and wrench on cars. But another piece of news is December 31st, for sure. Heather and I actually, we moved back to Florida last year, and December 31st, my wife and I are going to I've been around the world 7 times and done a lot of crazy things with the Navy. And December 31st, my wife and I will be leaving for good. We're going to go around the country and try not to spend more than 2 or 3 weeks in any one place. And we're going to see all the great things this great country has, at all our honored heroes and our military members. They, you know, the guys that laid their life down, which today is about, we want to go see what they felt so strong about.
Right.
And we want to end our trip. We want to end up in summer 2022 in Alaska for about a month or two.
You got a motorhome, or are you doing this back of a Volkswagen?
No, Heather and I just bought a 30-foot fifth wheel that we put on our truck, and we're going to be traveling with that.
You just got to tow a trailer, don't you? Whether it's a race car or something to live in.
Yeah, I got to tow something, exactly. And then after that, we're probably going to follow some racing circuit. We'll pick a racing circuit, and we'll go follow that and go see some great things.
You need to cook?
Do I cook?
No.
I'm fat. Of course I cook.
No, I said, do you need a cook? I'll go with you.
Oh, we need a cook? Well, yeah, you buy all the food. You're more than welcome to come with us.
Now, if you're fat, I am not feeding you, because you'll cost me an arm and a leg.
Well, I only eat prime rib, ribeye, and brisket now. So.
Oh, now we're nice. Talking. What about bacon?
Oh, everything makes bacon better. You know that.
Well, then Brittany can go in my place, because she's the bacon queen. There's no
ifs, ands, or... What makes bacon better is bacon.
Yeah.
I know. Don't you just love it? And there's a million ways to cook it, and it's just so, so good. All right, buddy. Well,
so,
hey.
You're going to get it.
Go ahead.
Get out there and race this year, Brittany?
Is a bear dump in the woods? I mean, she's sitting here with a helmet on, okay? What does that tell you?
She's strapped into her seat.
She's got her driving suit on, and she keeps giving me hand signals. I don't know what's going on with
my
this
car.
Girl.
Is ready to go.
And it's in her front room. And it's ready to go. Room. Yeah.
Good.
All right. But seriously, buddy, send me an email, and let's set up a date for television and just to get some publicity out there for this great program. And, you know, and we appreciate everything you do, and I'm glad you're still going to keep your toes in the motorsports pond.
Somehow I'll be there. We'll figure it out.
I'm sure.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. Is it Todd Salazar's on the line? All right, from Barona on FM 96.1. AM 1170, The Answer. Folks, welcome back to Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. This segment brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where there is a sell-a-thon going on. And let me tell you what, if you're looking for a new Ford vehicle, El Cajon Ford is the place to be. Go to ElCajonFord.com, located 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon, 92021. And they're totally COVID-19 prepared. They're sanitizing. You don't even have to go to the dealership. They'll bring it to you. 0% financing on certain vehicles with great credit. I'm telling you, this is, I've got folks calling me up and they're saying, well, I don't need a truck, but I think I'm going to go buy a Ford truck. I said, yeah, for that kind of price, why wouldn't you? And they support Barona Speedway. Barona is right around the corner for getting the track open and getting the San Diego race fans the desire they need, and that's hardcore racing. And with that being said, we got Todd Salazar on the line. How you doing, bud?
Good. How are you?
Not bad at all. Not bad. How about you? Everything going good? I understand Paul Dyke, I guess, went out last Sunday.
And he's still smiling?
Oh, still smiling. I went into the dealership, and I said, so how'd the car run? He says, I will win the championship. I mean, that's pretty nervy.
He can drive the wheels off, whether it's a motorcycle, a car.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing he's got to get used to now, what he was saying, is the fuel from the pony stock from the four-cylinder to the V8.
Right.
Yeah, because that thing, he said 6 or 8 gallons of fuel, and he drove it, and then PJ drove it, and then he didn't have any more fuel. But I mean,
oh my gosh.
They had a good time.
Yeah. How'd the car look? Did it look like it's going to be a contender?
Yeah. I had seen it at the store about 2 months ago when I went down to see him.
Yeah, but you got to see it on the track. You got to see it doing hot laps. So, the setup and everything looked good, huh?
Yeah. He like I said, Paul can drive the wheels off anything.
That's true.
And it's a good-looking car, too. I really like it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I hear the casinos are opened, you know, under restrictions, I'm sure. So how close is Barona?
Well, I got the okay to do, private practices.
Right.
So the minute that we get cleared, as far as we're going racing, I think that what we'll just do is just do open practices, get a couple open practices in.
Right.
And then just go from there.
Gotcha.
So the plan that we probably will have is, obviously extending the season, at least a couple races.
Sure.
Depending on the weather.
Yeah.
And, maybe we would just start earlier in the day if it's, getting cooler, if we're going in the end of October or November.
That's a good idea.
But good idea, yeah.
We'll just have to play it by ear to see what happens.
Right.
But I'm good to go on the racetrack. I turned the lights on last week. They haven't been on since November last year. And I got all the lights going, and the track, I got the track in, the road graded, all that good stuff.
Wow.
So it's just a matter of, once all this craziness, the smoke clears and we're ready to get the green light to go.
That's awesome. And I know there's a lot. I mean, I've talked to so many people that just cannot wait. And one of them sitting across from me.
Me.
Yeah. I mean,
I just think that you know, once we do get open, that it'll be a great thing for the community and everybody. Yeah. You know, getting back to our normal Saturday night racing up at Verona and just everyone having a good time and, you know, doing what we like to do on a Saturday night.
Sure. No, I agree.
For racers and fans,
right?
What's the best place for updates? Your Facebook page, webpage?
Going to the Facebook page.
Okay.
You know, I don't have answers, so I really don't know. I just don't want to keep putting stuff up there. I don't know. You know.
Yeah. Right.
So
right.
Nick Novak helped me do a couple things that we had put out there, and we were going to put something up on Friday. I just hadn't got to it. But look for something in the next couple of days. We'll get something posted up there. Yeah. And it's just, like I said, it's just when we get the green light, I guess motorsports is the fourth. They're calling it the fourth phase.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For butts in the seats.
Yes. I don't know how these racetracks are doing it, you know, spectatorless. I just don't know how they're doing it. With all the bills and everything.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, it's not like Verona and Paris and Cocopah are being televised and you got TV money. You know, this is what kills me about, you know, to me, again, don't tell me how to live. You know, tell me what I should watch out for and let me make my decisions if I want to, you know, as far as wearing a mask, sitting away. I mean, I don't think I have to be told to do that, especially at my age. But when you put these hardcore rules in and, you know, and then you enforce it with either losing licenses or being incarcerated, that's not the answer. You know, you should go in and you should say, look, you know, you're a little out of hand. These people are a little bit too close. And give that facility, whether it be a racetrack, a theater, or even a bar in PB, give them an opportunity to correct their issue instead of penalizing them. Man, I'm telling you, you know, gymnasiums, beauty shops. I mean, it's just not necessary. We're not children.
No, I agree. The Bakersfield promoter, I don't remember his name, but I saw an interview with him. And Kern County, his town, there's a bunch of the racers are oil workers, whatever they do. I guess he can't have any practices. And he even said the same thing that I was saying, you know, I can't afford going spectatorless.
No.
And he had done pay-per-view events in the past. And it just, the money, the offset just isn't there.
Right. Yeah, no, I.
So.
Well, your venue is spectator driven. You know?
Yes.
It's not. That's all I can say about it. It's spectator driven. That's where the money. And I mean, you do it on a basic shoestring anyway. You don't charge for parking. Your entry, you know, fees for the race fans is dirt compared to a lot of other tracks around. So I mean, you're trying to give back, an entertainment at an extremely reasonable price, and the city/county, you know, puts restrictions on you that are just ridiculous.
Yeah, Verona, to be a spectator, it's cheaper than the movies, and it's out in the open, so it's not like everyone's contained to a theater.
Right.
And
well, if it came down to it, up there off turn two, where, you know, a bunch of people park, you know, up there.
Right.
I could see doing chalk lines and, you know, doing the social distancing where, you know, the people are, but I don't know how you do it in your stands. I just don't know how you would do that.
Well,
and then the bathroom.
The problem is it would be enforcing it. You know, I mean, you can put lines and tape and all of that. And then, you know, I mean, people like to sit next to one another. I mean, that's just what spectator sports are all about.
And who's going to enforce it? You know, everyone's busy doing their thing.
Yeah. Well,
we have COVID-19 waivers now from the insurance company.
Well, of course, you have to, and I think that if somebody is doing the right thing, and there's a couple people that break the rules, I don't think the owner of the business should be sued. They should be protected. Now, if they're not doing the right thing, if they're just being totally ridiculous, then they should get a warning. Then they should get a small fine, and then the third time you get closed down. But, you know, you got to give people, especially business owners, an opportunity to do business. I mean, it's just insane.
I think after this weekend, we'll see if it's going to be more open or not.
Yeah, I think this is a good weekend to choose.
Yeah. What's going on right now? You know, people being evicted, people get, it's not that they, you know, they've paid their rent on time. They've done this. They have no work, and it's just not fair.
Yeah. No, I don't know. If I drive by Qualcomm Stadium every Saturday morning going to KUSI, and there's 4,000 cars lined up waiting to pick up food.
Oh, wow.
4,000. Yeah. And I was talking to the head of the food bank, and he says he couldn't even do it anymore. He had to give it off to another nonprofit because he only had 1,000 boxes of food, and you got 4,000 people in line. So guess what? You just irritated 3,000 people, so he didn't need that kind of heat. But yeah, but we just need, you know, we know what this virus is all about. We know who it affects more than anybody else. It doesn't hurt to wash your hands. Masks have been coming somewhat fashionable. I mean, you could do a line of Barona Speedway masks with all different kinds of drivers on them. I mean, there's ways to get around this stuff, but they just got to let you do your job. That's the way I see it.
Well, something's got to give. I know people are starting to go pretty much nuts.
Yeah. Well, we're starting to hurt people going the other direction with alcoholism, drug abuse, suicide. I mean, it's just really... You know, enough is enough. They only said it was going to be 15 days, and it turned into be 64, 65 counting today. So, but
yeah, it was like March 21st, March 20th. Yeah.
So, folks, keep an eye on the Facebook page for Barona Speedway. Plus, you'll hear the loudest roar in San Diego County when the gates are open and the flags drop. You know, we can't really talk about open practice because they're not going to allow you to bring any spectators in for that. So that's, you know, that's not going to help at your end, but hopefully maybe, you know, next month, you know, we'll make it to level 4 to where you can be open back up again and do your thing.
They're talking, what I read, I've been reading, Vegas, June 4th, and, you know, opening back up, you know, minimal, you know, and then going from there. So it's just like the casinos, you know, they're letting half the amount of the people in, and then, you know, so one person goes out, one can go in. It's just crazy.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. All right, buddy. Well, hey, keep safe. Say hi to the family and let me know when we're ready to rock and roll. When you got any kind of a window of opportunity, get a hold of me so we can get you on TV.
We will do that. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too, buddy. And happy Memorial Day.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got more motorsports news coming from Paris Auto Speedway on FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. Welcome back to Racer Radio with Dave Stahl and Brittany, number 37. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com to stay on top of what's going on in Paris. Our special guest today is Jeff Dreyer. He decided enough is enough. Went to Arizona and went racing. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing pretty well. How about you guys?
Not doing too bad. Did your wife ever find the envelope?
No, it's gone.
And I caught it too late, and I tried to get a hold of a bank, and I felt so bad. But you'll do this again, and I'll throw some more money at you. Trust me.
Yeah, sounds good. No worries.
So how was it last night?
Yes, do tell.
It went real well. We had 13 cars, which was good. We put on a pretty good show. It was good. We started fourth. I got the lead real early, and then a yellow came out, which put me back. And then I had a good car Ran second most of the night and gotten a little altercation at the end, but ended up finishing sixth, and that will put us on the front row for the dash tonight. So it worked out pretty good.
Oh, nice.
So now how are they dealing with fans? Do they have fans or no?
No fans. Each team was allowed 5 crew members. Uh-huh. So it worked out. They have a pretty good car count. I think they had 109 entries total for the weekend out of 4 classes. So it turned out to be a pretty big deal. So it's been working out.
So for someone that's never raced fanless, how was that last night?
It's interesting.
I mean,
we have a lot of crews here, so it's actually, you know, really, really kind of the same, you know, because there are so many other people here that it actually filled up the stands probably about halfway with people just watching.
100 so. Racers times 5 for the crew.
Yeah, see, now if they're doing that, why wouldn't they just open? Yeah, I know, I'm not going to go into it. We just went through that for the last 15 minutes interview. Yeah. But so now tell the folks, where are you racing?
We're at Adobe Mountain Speedway in Glendale, Arizona.
So people could get in their car like right now and head out tonight and get... No, they're probably not making it.
No fans.
Oh, that's right. Doggone it. No fans.
Yeah, no fans. Yeah, we're starting a little earlier tonight, too, because they have a pretty strict curfew. I think they have to be done by 10. They threw the last checker flag last night at 9:58, I think they said.
No kidding.
Was it cold?
Yeah, so we're starting an hour.
How's the weather?
No... it's warm right now. It's about 96, but it got down to about 75 last night around main event time. So it was
perfect.
Good weather.
Yeah, that's perfect.
The boys racing out in Wyoming, everybody said it was freezing.
Well,
by like 5 different drivers. It's freezing. It's freezing.
Wyoming. Hello.
It was perfect for Jeff.
How'd the car do?
We did good. We finished 6th, so put us on the front row for the dash tonight. So kind of worked out
that's
well.
That's awesome.
Oh, okay. So anything you had to do to it? I mean, setup-wise or just?
We made a few changes, made a gear change, and we were a little bit tight towards the middle of the main. So tried some things, and it, you know, worked out early on, but we got tight as the race went on. So so we'll see how tonight goes.
Yeah. Don't you hate that?
What's the size of the track?
It's a 5th mile, but it's a small 5th mile. It's a small little track, but it's a racy little place. So,
boy, I guess. I mean, you very rarely go straight.
No.
Yeah, you're pretty much sideways the whole time, and you know it's a lot of fun. It's a driver's track, so it's good for the new guys how to come out and
turn
their wheel.
How's the track hold up? I mean, being that short. Does it get slick pretty quick, or do they come out and cut it?
They cut it before the main. The heat races were a little rough. We didn't get it packed in very well early, so it rutted up real bad. But the track crew did a tremendous job to go out between the heats and the mains and cut it up. And it was two good lanes for the main, so it was good.
That's
we had
good.
A high groove and a low groove,
options.
So there was passing. So
wow, yeah. Well, that's fantastic. So what? What's the plan after this weekend, or do you have a plan?
No, we don't have a plan as of this weekend after here, so we don't know what's going to open up and what's not. So I know some tracks were talking about it, but they've had certain powers could be, you know, threatened to take their liquor licenses and stuff like that if they open up.
So, roadblocks, I saw.
So, you know, who knows? Hopefully sometime this year we can get back racing.
Well, the biggest problem is, without fans, these little tracks can't survive. I mean, they can't put the load on you, the drivers, and charge you $10,000 to come out and race at their track. I mean, it just isn't going to happen. And the advertising pool is not that deep. So, you know, none of these small tracks can survive, you know, without spectators. I mean, it's just mathematics.
Yeah, racing is a spectator sport. And, you know, it's hard to, you know, I'm not in the business of running a track, so I don't really know how much money goes from the back gate to the front gate, but you know, still it adds up if you go from 1,000 fans to 0 fans.
Yeah.
You know, most it adds up real quick.
Well, you can just imagine the rent of the track, the upkeep of the track, hiring the staff to keep the track running, whether it be your fire crew and it's a lot of money, and these people don't work for free. They expect a paycheck, and so it could be, most of these small tracks just break even, let alone any money.
Exactly. So hopefully all this will be over soon and we can get back to some kind of normalcy there. So
yeah, let me know how that goes.
I'm excited for you. Yep. You get to go left. He gets to go left a bunch of times.
I know, a lot of times on that little tiny track.
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
We've been out here since Friday. My son got to race on Friday night with the go-kart, so that was a lot of fun. He had never raced before.
Really?
How old?
He's 13. We had bought him a speedway sprint. They race them in Victorville on speedway tracks. They're just a little Honda motor with pretty much a quarter midget with a dirt quarter midget with no suspension. And he ran out here and they're non-wing, and he ran with the junior sprint division out here, which runs a bigger motor. They run shocks and bigger tires. He went from fourth to second in this heat race, and he was probably going to win the main, but they had a power problem and the lights went out. So they ended up canceling the mains for the night, but he did real well. So
is he hooked?
Yeah, he's already been hooked, but he did good. He really impressed me. I was proud of him. I couldn't believe, how well he actually did. I was quite shocked. So.
Well, that acorn doesn't fall too far from the tree, my friend.
Dad better watch out. He's got a couple more years to get faster and faster till they're racing each other.
I know. Then there's going to be a lot of smack talking going on.
The dinner table.
Yeah. Well, that is so cool that was his first race and he did as well as he did. I mean, that'll mean a lot to him, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's all he's been talking about all weekend. And today, we had a car that had an issue last night, and the kid's about my son's size, and the kid was at the hotel, so we let him go out and run it around the pits to make sure it was running right. So he was even happier about that. So.
That is so good. That's so good. So then, what, after tonight, you guys spend the night out there? You gonna cart it in?
We're going to stay out here tonight and head back tomorrow morning. So,
go to Cracker Barrel and have breakfast.
Yeah. Actually, sit down at a restaurant. It's pretty nice.
You can.
I know. We got to do it for the first time last night and today. And it's funny how we take that for granted.
Right.
Even though you go there, get food to go, bring it home and eat it, it's not the same as going to a restaurant and sitting there and having a nice conversation with whoever you went with. It's the same food. It's the same food, but for some reason it tastes different, and it's so much more enjoyable.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad. So, I'm going to bug you. Who are your sponsors? Who keeps you out on the track?
Well, to get us here racing this weekend, we have a lot of sponsors that helped out with this race. We have myself, Dyer Motorsports. My wife helped out. Star Radio Show helped out. My grandpa, Glenn Sells Engineering, helped out. My mom helped out. Michael Ling helped out. We have quite a few. Bull Racing helped out. And then for tonight, actually, it's a 33-lap main event for the Salute to Indy. And we got lap money from first to 33 laps. So every lap you lead, it's going to be cash. Between $25 to $100 is the highest lap. So
excellent.
If you lead all 30 laps, now you'll walk out of here with a little over $2,000.
Holy mackerel. Well, I tell you what, since I'm happy to do this, since my check didn't make it, and we won't even go into why, if you're more than welcome to use the money I sent you tonight, and then tomorrow just send me an email and tell me and then I'll send that money back out to you again, and you can, whoever wins it, just tell them that it's checks in the mail.
Yeah, I'm going to pay everyone out tonight before they go home, so the money's already been cashed, so I appreciate the help that you guys did for us, too, and that definitely bumped the purse up and actually allowed us to pay out last night. We paid the top five last night. The winner took home $500 last night.
Sweet.
And I think second was 300 and 200, one, or 200, 250 and 100. So, yeah, it's turning out pretty good. So
that's great. Well, I'm so glad you guys did this, because I know it, you know, it didn't get all the race drivers and fans, but it got a fair share of them. So at least they got their fix. They got their fix, as the saying goes.
And some of us can live through them.
Yeah. Is anybody going to be airing that, like, on social media, Facebook, or anything like that?
Yeah, I have my social media page, Dyer Motorsports, and then we also have an Instagram page that my wife runs, and she's been taking care of all that. So.
All right. All right, buddy. Well, hey, thank you What?
Oh, nothing.
Oh,
sorry.
Thought you had another blurb there. Yep. Or somebody just poked you when you weren't looking. All right, well, have a great time tonight. Hopefully you come out on top, and we'll talk to you down the road. Maybe we'll have you call in next week in the 3:45 window and tell us how the whole experience went.
I will. Thank you very much. I gotta get going. Hot lap time. Thank you.
Go get him. Wow. Tiger. All right, folks. Oh, he made us all jealous. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Brittany, number 37, is with me today. And we just been sitting off air talking, so that's why we didn't come back quick enough. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. Go to certifiedcarcare.net. They're doing all the social media. They're doing all the sanitization. I'll be so glad when I don't have to talk about this anymore, because it drives me crazy. They also have hose specialties if you want to put braided lines. Do you have braided lines on your race car? Water lines and those big steel
lines.
Big steel lines for water and fuel and everything like that. A little pricey, but you know, you never have to worry about a leak.
Oh.
But they do it all. Don't really have a topic, to be honest with you. Don't have anybody calling in. Just thought Brittany and I would sit around and...
Oh, a surprise topic again.
Yeah. Don't you love them? That's what's great when you have your own radio show. Well, you know, I have to say, you know, I watched NASCAR this week, and I got to tell you, the races are too long.
They're too long. Is that what you just said?
Too long.
I don't want to offend anyone, but I usually just watch the last 20 laps.
I watched the first 10, and then I watched the last 20.
Actually, I watched the last one on Thursday, that last lap.
Yeah, the last lap pass.
Yes. There was room, just enough room between the wall and the other car. And he's like, yeah, I'll go for it.
Yeah.
And squeak
two
by.
2 pounds of salami in a 1 pound bag.
That was pretty cool.
That
was awesome.
And I don't know if you knew, but.
He had a rough week.
Yeah, he had a rough week.
Yes, I did. Yes. I did catch up on all that.
Yeah, so we won't. It was unfortunate. Him and his wife had a baby, and the baby didn't make it.
That's what I heard.
And he said he was crying. I think
like on with 50 laps to go or
yeah,
something.
Just
he was very
crying
emotional.
And crying and crying.
Whoever was in his ear did a great job
of
just refocusing.
Hold him together, yeah. Because you know, when you're out there, you need a coach.
Well, we can't have anybody in our ear.
Well, who was talking to you when you yelled at me?
The track.
Oh, the track was talking
to
you.
The track is the only ear I'm
so you don't get to have
a coach. No, that would be amazing. No mirrors, no rear view mirrors. And no one can.
No rear view mirrors.
Yeah, no one can talk to you. So, you know, all you do is listen when you can hear. Or,
you can hear them coming.
Hear them coming or like a little nose on the side because you're strapped in. You can't turn your head so much. Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, no. I was just a little surprised. I didn't realize you couldn't have mirrors and
no mirrors and no.
What's the
no
reason
one talking
for no
to
mirrors?
I don't know. They'll break off, or I don't know.
Or you won't be distracted and look in a mirror and hit the wall.
Yeah, because you're checking yourself out.
What? Well, I mean, you know, possibilities.
No, you just listen. You just listen for the motor, and then out of the side of your peripheral vision is huge.
Right.
But I run a full containment seat.
Yeah, you
so
do.
Even that visually blocks, and then the head neck restraint
doesn't
literally
allow you.
Yeah. Restricts you. But like I
and
said,
and a full face helmet.
Yeah.
Do you wear a tinted shield or a clear shield?
I do not. I wear prescription glasses. I just started racing with my prescription glasses this year.
Yeah.
And I have some that are sunglasses as well, prescription. So during the day, yes. At night, I don't wear my glasses at all. There's too much reflecting off of it. Yeah, it's actually worse. So the glaring lights.
And you can't see and you're out there going.
Well, I mean, there's balls of things moving. No, I'm not that bad.
All your competitors are going, did you hear what Brittany said the other day?
My sight's not that bad.
She's out there driving. She can't see. No wonder she keeps bumping into us.
Things. No.
No, they'll all get out of the way because they'll see you coming. Like, my God, move over. Here comes Brittany.
Yeah, they're going to be
she
that
she can't
foot.
See. Okay.
But that we were talking about focus.
Yeah.
That the driver in that gentleman's ear probably had to refocus him, but we're kind of on our own. I've lost focus before, and I never should have told my crew chief. He was, very upset for weeks. I should have kept it to myself.
Yeah, you should have never said that.
I got distracted by the moon.
What?
At Verona, I was coming out of turn two, and it was just such a brilliant night. It was beautiful.
And you just...
And I happened to look far down the track.
Which you're supposed to
do. Yes, and the moon caught my eye, and I lost focus for a moment. And so, you know, after the race, on the drive home, I see this beautiful moon again, and I set it in front of my crew chief, and he was mad.
Really?
Yeah. He was not happy. You gotta stay focused. That's true. I do need to.
Well, no argument, but I mean, let's face it.
And when cautions reds come out, you just got to somehow stay in that mindset for when the green drops again.
Okay, so you got to go to Home Depot tomorrow and get a dowel, a wooden dowel, about 5 feet
long. What am I going to do with that?
You're going to paint it white and put a red tip on it, about 6-inch red tip. And then just lay it up against your grill of your race car while it sits in the pits. Because it looks like you're blind. You know, you have the stick. And just watch people walk by and go, why does she have that? And if they listen to the show, they'll know what it was.
My gosh.
No, we don't want to do that. That's not a good idea.
Yeah, I don't need to give them any more reason to.
So have you found any more sponsors between now and the season, or have you even looked?
I haven't really been looking. I think that once. Once everything gets going, I don't want to say too much, but I am really focused on fixing my house right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I said you need sponsors.
Yeah. So once that I'm over that huge commitment, then I will then focus on.
Oh, I see. It's all about focus.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Big projects.
Can't do two things at once.
I'm still working full time, even though.
Yeah.
My boyfriend doesn't think so. It doesn't look like it to him, but I'm tethered to my laptop Monday through Friday still.
And if he doesn't believe it, all you have to do is come in and say, hey, honey, let's go do this.
And I'll be like, sorry.
Can't.
I have an email.
My wife's doing the same thing. You know, she works for the government. And, you know, I'll go in there and I'll say, hey. Okay. You're on a conference call.
Yeah, exactly. The Zoom conferences.
So now I have to wait until she comes out of
get
her
that finger
office.
Up.
Yeah. It's okay to come in or it's okay to chat. Yeah.
But we'll refocus. We'll look for sponsors. I had really good ones in the past.
Yeah.
And I do really want to secure a bacon sponsor. I mean, I'm not even trying to be funny.
No, no. And I have just the sponsor for you.
Really?
Yes. Newskies.
Newskies is delicious.
Oh, you're a Newski fan?
Oh, yes. My crew chief, once again, we've been talking about this already.
That would be a great sponsorship.
And we've got a plan. Like, and then we'll find out wherever we're going to race, whatever restaurants are near that track.
Yeah.
I'll advertise that on my Facebook.
And you know who sells Newskis here in town?
Ooh.
Iowa Farms.
Oh, yeah. I like Iowa Meat Farms.
So you need to go over there, and once everything's calmed down, and you need to pitch them with a sponsorship.
Oh, just
package.
Go through Iowa Meats.
Yeah.
I like that. They're close. They're close to me.
And you put some Iowa stickers on your car.
I would do that.
And then you have bacon. Of course, your pits will be packed.
Well, that's the thing. I'm hoping to get maybe like 5 pounds a month, and that way I can, on that Sunday morning after a long week of racing, hook everybody up.
You're gonna be hungry just thinking about it.
Yeah, I really want a bacon sponsor, and then so appreciative of the Cruise America. They were amazing
and
last
still
season.
Hooking you up.
Well, I haven't had to ask for anything this season. But I hope so. A great relationship with Chuck down in Lemon Grove. He was amazing. Yeah. I just roll in. He's like, we're ready to go. It's clean. It's fueled. And good luck. Have a great time. And off we went for an adventure.
Do you have any stickers on your car?
Oh, yeah. Okay. For Cruise America? Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Huge on the side panel.
Yeah.
Chuck was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I even gave him a little thank you canvas with my race car. It's in his office.
Yeah. So what kind of an RV does he give you?
Well, there's three sizes, and we started with the medium, which was just under 30 foot, because it's the medium and the large can tow. And so we were towing my race car.
Sure, sure.
And it was when I was doing the regional in Mojave, he goes, oh, I just upgraded you to the large one. Well, you can't go backwards.
Yeah, you can't go backwards. How,
so it what's actually the big drove one? A lot better, too. It had a V10 in it, the large one.
Oh, yeah.
We
yeah.
did not have it when we drove up to Quincy, and I thought that my father was going to have a meltdown. In fact, so.
We won't go any farther than that.
Yeah, he really likes the V10 in their large model.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah, I mean, he
slide out. It's got a slide out.
No, and it doesn't need it. No, it has a big bed in the back.
If they don't have a slide out, they're plenty wide enough.
Oh yeah, no, it was two. The bed in the back was plenty for two. There was the bed above the driver for two. There was a huge couch that was the softest one that folded down
into a bed.
Yeah, and the table folded down.
Right,
and there's plenty of closet space
and a
shower,
a
separate shower. Separate bathroom, tons of storage underneath.
Yeah.
I got almost all of my equipment down there. Everything. All my spare tires, spare bumpers, the air tank, the toolbox. Almost, I think at times, we got it down to everything being contained underneath and locked.
Yeah, see, that's the key. That is the key. Yeah.
And when there was bad weather, dry. So that was nice, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that sounds like... you can't wait for it to come back.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting excited now.
Well, we start, these little tracks are coming up
there. Yeah.
And they're starting to, stretch their wings, as the saying goes.
Yeah. And it's not their fault. Like,
no.
I hope no one's mad that Verona's not open. It's not their fault.
Well, it's not their fault. Trust me. If they wouldn't be running a track if they didn't want it to be open. You know what I'm saying?
I think they just all want to be in compliance as much as they can so they don't get ruler on
their
knuckles.
Yeah, the ruler on the knuckles.
Yeah.
You don't use that, do you?
I can't even look at kids wrong.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say.
Not these days.
Not nowadays, boy. Well, I tell you, there's many a days I couldn't sit down.
Go run a mile.
Is that what it is? Even that's abusive now. Are you kidding?
You're right.
I think I'd rather get spanked in the butt than run a mile. That mile stuff is ridiculous. All right, we got to get out of Dodge. But don't go anywhere. Gun Sports Radio is right around the corner. Did anybody call? Maybe I should look at my phone. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll have to go down and get the boys. Right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170. The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.